they want to do, because now everybody is shell-shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions feel so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the dot in.
Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fed home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue. I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in. We got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
All right, all right, all right, all right. Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33, and today is Tuesday, May the 23rd, Tuesday, May the 23rd of 2017, and the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today, and as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable, I respect you, and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time with it, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we have a cookie-blowing show for you today. Today, I'm honored and privileged to have with us today my good friend and my buddy, my homeboy, my client, Brother Roman Munoz. We're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the two tiers that I've recently added to my spiritual therapeutics message or platform. So as you may or may not know, I have a sales funnel that is based upon 5 levels of entry. So we have my free stuff where you just come in and just do what you're doing right now and just listen to Block Talk shows and you kind of work your way through. We have, again, my second tier, where you are able to pick up and purchase products, services, and information anywhere from $2, $3 up as high as $499. Then we have my third tier, which is Brother Roman. Brother Roman is one of, in fact, he is the only member from my original group, from my original Eagles Club group. He's the only person left that actually went through the entire program and came out on the other side. And what I'm getting ready to do live right now is to show you the power of spiritual therapeutics. Brother Roman has no idea the questions I'm going to ask him. This is not recorded. This is not rehearsed. I want to show you exactly what I do so that way you can see for yourself exactly what spiritual therapeutics is and the power of spiritual therapeutics. What I'm going to do today is show you the fourth, which is where me and you, the cost of this is 10 grand. Now, Brother Roman probably don't even know this, but over the course, I went back and added up all the investments, all the money, all the time, and all the energy. I've known this brother for, I went back over my notes, man, about five years now. And so we are going to break down, I'm going to show you the benefits of Clarinomics today, live, in color, so that way you can see for yourself. And then the last part of it is the program that I have that costs 15 grand or $15,000, which seems like a lot of money. It's just a drop in the bucket. Well, I write and I set up the website and I buy the products and I do everything for you. All you do is one thing, talk. I'm going to show you today the results of spiritual therapeutics. What me and Brother Roman, like, again, Brother Roman has no idea what I'm getting ready to drop on his lap right now. All he knows is that we've been doing one-on-ones. He went through my original Eagles Club. He's now part of the Clarinomics program, and he's going through, and he's been listening to shows, and we've been going back and forth. And so what we're going to talk about today is Brother Roman's journey, and I need you to hear it directly from him as we reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the power of spiritual therapeutics. Now, spiritual therapeutics, again, is very powerful because it talks about spiritualologist. So I'm a spiritualist. So I'm talking about how to find, how to identify, how to accept, and then how to monetize your DNA, your spiritual level niche. This is your gift. This is the only thing you can do. You can't do anything else. There's only one thing that you can do on earth. This is the result of spiritual therapeutics. So spiritual therapy, now spiritual coaching is motivation. Spiritual therapy is therapeutics. So therapeutics, again, is the healing that comes as a result. It's totally different from traditional psychology and religion. Spiritual therapy, again, requires an acceptance of the spiritual force or the essence or the frequency or the wave or the vibration that is manipulating your DNA. So, again, it's the identifying. This is what Brother Roman is going through right now. He's identified the negative core pattern. And me and him work together to overcome that negative habit pattern, that core imprint. Now he has a life-sustaining pattern. And I need you to hear directly from the horse's mouth, him or her, no, that's himself. So I want to go ahead and unmute my brother's mic. So Brother Roman, are you there, my brother?
Brother Will, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear, my brother. I want to make sure I'm hoping that the audience. So can everybody, if somebody could, let me ask my wife. Babe, I unmute your line. So can you hear Brother Roman okay? If you can text me and just let me know if you can hear Brother Roman. We'll go ahead and proceed. I'm hoping that everybody can hear Brother Roman okay. So, Brother Roman, let's start off the bat, man. How did we meet, man? 5 years ago or whatever. If you can remember, brother, going back, how did you stumble across my teachings?
A good question. Well, you know, I used to watch a lot of YouTube videos back in the day. I used to watch a lot of Mike Hoggard. Then I moved on to Zen Garcia, and I had added Zen Garcia on Facebook. I started studying a lot of his material, and through one of those Facebook groups, I saw you post a particular blog talk radio show called Your Blood Type Determines Your God Type. Man, and that was a cookie-blowing show. That blew my mind away in ways that I didn't think were possible at that time, man. I had a lot of questions that I didn't have the answers to, So I sought to find answers to these questions. I contacted you, I befriended you, I started listening to your shows more often, and the second show that really resonated with my spirit was regarding emotionalism and what it's found at the church. And I think the title of that show was called Kirka. The title of, you know, what the word church really means, Kirka, circle. And man, that really exposed me to the reality of what goes on in most churches, not all churches, but most churches. And that is emotional attachment. It was really, really interesting, man, because I was a very emotional type of person. And every time I go to church, you know, you cry and you feel like, you know, that's what you're supposed to do. And a lot of things, man. But that's really how I came to know your material. Then eventually I contacted you and we started a more one-on-one type of basis of relationship, man. But that's really much how I came to know you, brother, through that first show, which is called Your Blood Type Determines Your God Type.
Outstanding, my brother. Outstanding, outstanding. So now, Brother Rome, we got to get into the meat of the message, brother. Brother, I need you to express, expose, and expand to the audience. Like, over the course of our relationship, brother, you know, we've had some knockdown, drag outs, man. You've basically, you know, almost cursed me out a couple of times. You quit, you came back. What is it, brother? Like, what is it about the one-on-ones? How does, like, what have this program, the old program and the new program, if you could talk to somebody, man, and if you could tell them what you have garnered, what you've gathered from the program, if you could also talk a little bit, even, you know what, before you answer that, brother, tell the audience a little bit about your past, what you shared with me during our one-on-ones, especially what you shared during our early one-on-ones, brother. What happened to you as a child, man, that got you to, or that have you with the disposition? So before you answer the questions about the value of the program, talk about your past, especially what we shared way back in 2014, man, how you left the States and came back, and share with the audience, man, a little bit about your childhood, man, and your upbringing, so that way they know how you got to this place. Talk about the problem a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, brother. Well, as a kid, you know, I was born in Honduras. I came here when I was 1 year old. Then I remember when I was five, I asked my parents to let me go back to Honduras for a vacation with my grandmother. My grandmother convinced them, so I ended up going back to Honduras when I was five. And when I tried to come back, they denied me access. I didn't have some paperwork, or I was missing a particular type of form. So I didn't see my parents or my father, you know, my parents were for like almost 4 years. 4 years. I spent my childhood with my grandmother and my grandfather, and part of that with my uncles, which was a house of 10 males. I grew up with 10 males. So it was almost like a military type of scenario, man, because my uncle and my grandfather were both colonels. They were really strict, man. And I didn't see my mom for a long time, my father for a long time. They would send me a lot of things. My father came to visit me once in a while, like every summer, I think. But yeah, I spent a lot of my childhood away from my parents. And as a kid growing up in a house of 10 males, you know, there's a lot of ego. There's a lot of bullying going around. So every time, you know, I had an original thought or experience, somebody would either reject it or tell me or make fun of it. So it kind of suppressed my individuality a little bit. And it made me kind of project my feelings towards people, where I kind of wanted to be emotionally validated because I felt like my original self wasn't good enough. So that's kind of what I started to learn about my childhood experience, that emotional validation that I seek so much really comes from me suppressing my individuality because I believed what other people said about me growing up as a kid. And, you know, as a child, we're limitless. We believe we're going to take over the world. We're in a state of mind where we're just looking forward to life, and And I kind of suppressed that a little bit. I started doubting myself. I started thinking, man, am I really going to be happy when I grow up? And just stuff like that. It's like a self-created fears because of this traumatic experience that I had as a child. But, you know, man, God is merciful and graceful, man. And he's taking me through that experience because it's for my own good. It's actually allowing me to discover who I really am. And, you know, that emotionalism issue that I've had all my life comes from a lot of things that have happened to me growing up. And I just can't say what's 'cause of that. But what this program has done, not only this program, but my experience with Brother Will in general, the one-on-ones, the teachings, the books I've read, the shows I've listened to, which is a plethora, it's made me realize that what I'm feeling is not really who I am. My emotions is energy, and I'm a very, very energetic type of person. I have a lot of energy. I'm a five life path, freedom seeker, restless type of nature, endless energy. So emotion is energy emotion. And if you have a lot of energy, you could tend to be very emotional. So the one-on-ones with Brother Will have been very enlightening. And at the same time, this brother has held me accountable for my actions because I've asked him to. And it's been rough for my ego, but not for my spirit. My spirit is willing to grow, is willing to accept truth. But my ego, that ego that that is very emotionally, let's say, emotionally unbalanced or imbalanced, it's just very, it's something that I'm learning now to control. I'm learning to accept my energy for what it is and how to channel my energy in a healthy way. And one thing that I've learned is that if I don't channel my energy, it builds up. And if it builds up and it's triggered by something that I have in my mind subconsciously because of what I experienced throughout childhood that I have not yet identified with, it's an explosion where I can make the wrong decision or say the wrong things because I'm really not being myself. I'm not allowing my emotion to come out unfiltered, and that's not really who I am, because what I do is not who I am. It's who I'm being at the moment. So Brother Will has actually brought me awareness of who I really am, not what I'm doing, but who I really am. And the Clarinomics program has really gave me confidence, because most of my life I've been identifying myself as an emotionally wrecked person. And it's just crazy how emotions and awareness of your emotions, what that can do in assisting other individuals that are very emotional. It's almost like you're able to. It's almost like, you know, the story of Solomon where he used demons to build the temple. It's almost like you can use your emotions to create, and the possibilities are endless when it's channeled healthy, in a healthy way. So this program has allowed me to understand my subconscious, what's unconscious, which I'm still discovering to this day, and making it conscious, making myself aware of my emotions and what they really are, and accepting them. Because I used to fight my emotions, and that's not the right way to do it. It's almost like Brother Will has given me that knowledge to accept my emotions, because they're not bad. They're just emotions. It's almost like I need to let them flow, and I let them come in and let the emotion do what it wants to do. Because it's entity. Sometimes being an empath, which I've come to discover that I'm an empath, you feel things to a certain degree that a lot of people don't feel most of the time. and you one is very, very sensitive, so you pick up things that you don't know where they're coming from, and sometimes we may misinterpret that and think that it's us, but it's not us. We're feeling somebody's pain. We're feeling somebody's anxiety. We're feeling somebody's emotion. So this program gave me a lot of enlightenment on what I am and the gifts that the Father has placed inside of me. The universe is within me. The universe is within everybody. We're micros of a macro. So this knowledge, this experience has truly, truly brought me to another level of awareness of myself, my emotions, the people around me that are also emotional. So I have a very profound understanding of people now. Like, I understand them. I don't react to somebody who's mean mugging me, or somebody who gets upset because I looked at them or I said the wrong thing. So, you know, some people have their own traumas, and I have my own traumas. I have my own things that I'm overcoming, and I'm sure everybody's working towards becoming a better version of themselves. So it's allowing me to understand people at a particular different level of understanding. And I'm just grateful. This program has really exposed my ego. And Brother Will, like you mentioned, there's times where I felt like crazy, cursing out the brother, but it was my ego. It was the ego, the little me, the strong man that has been trying to suppress the real me all my life. And the ego that I have has kind of created alter egos to survive. It's almost like I created fake me's, the fake personalities that are not really me, to hide my emotions or to hide what I'm really feeling. I'm a very self-conscious person, so sometimes I may talk a lot to hide what I'm really feeling. But I'm learning now to express those emotions in a more healthy way.
Absolutely, brother. Man, brother, I could not have expressed that even. Man, you just rolled out the carpet, and I kind of sensed that in my spirit. And I hope everybody listening to what Brother Roman just said, before I reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify, because this is what I do. See, my niche is to help you find your niche. So, Brother Roman, two more questions, brother. Like, number one, what do you feel like? Well, I guess the first question is, please tell the listening audience, like, what do you do for a living right now? What is your past? Like, could you give us a rough idea? Not only what do you do now for as your job, but what have you done in the past for, as you know, what have you monetized in the past? How are you using your energy to make money right now? What are you doing?
Okay. Well, right after I graduated high school, I started working out. I worked out a lot, hit the gym, tried to lose some weight. So I got into fitness really heavy. I started training some folks. But since I'm a 5 life path, I also did boxing for a couple of years. But since I'm a 5 life path, I desire variety. So the thing about the 5 life path that it tends to want to experience a lot of things. So
yeah.
People that are 5 must be careful not to be a jack of all trades and a master of none. And that's what I'm learning now, that I did so many things after I got out of high school. I got into AC and heating technician. I did that for a year, then I left it right before I was about to be promoted because of that restless nature to experience something new. So I got into fitness. I got into AC and heating. Right now, I got a good gig in New York on Fifth Avenue, where I'm doing concierge. It's pretty decent money, but that's my 9 to 5. My real work is actually connected with individuals, sharing their life optimization charts, the Via Kinnear reports. That's my real work. That's the work that I'm doing now, which is, you know, building people, building temples, helping people realize who they really are, you know, motivating individuals, because I'm really highly elated when somebody feels inspired, not by me, but by the gift that was placed within me, which is very humbling. You know, and the one thing that Brother Will has helped me overcome is how my ego has dressed itself in spiritual form to be appraised. So this experience that is happening now is very humbling. It's making me realize that the strength within me, yes, it's my strength, but it's been given to me as a gift. So that's what I'm doing for now, man. That's my real work, you know, connecting with people, and trying to monetize my curse and my gift at the same time.
Absolutely, brother. So, brothers and sisters, let's blow some cookies. Brother Roman is one of the most powerful clients that I've had to work with, because Brother Roman also has in his numbers or in his chart that we do, everything starts with the Dear Kinnear report. So Brother Roman has an 8, a 9, an 8, and a 5. Those are numbers. So his name means authority. The numbers 8, 2, 8 mean authority, and the 5 is freedom, and the 9 is basically a philanthropist or a humanitarian. So Brother Roman is a humanitarian, you know, but he has an authority. He uses humanitarianism, his spirit, his caring, and his compassion to establish, quote unquote, an authoritative type of environment, if you will. And he needs freedom, or he helps set other people free. He is a freedom fighter. So what I've done, what I do with everybody is doing my spiritual therapeutics, doing the claironomics, doing the shows, doing the one-on-ones. I sit down and I talk to people and I listen to them. Now, I should have recorded it so I could play it back. Brother Roman said this word over 30 times when he was describing himself. He said the word, and then you guys, hopefully you caught it. He said the word emotion or emotionalism or emotionalist or emotionally. He said the word perceive or awareness or consciousness. He said the word over 30 times, and that word was emotion. Now, the one thing that I've been working with Brother Roman with, and Brother Roman, if you could share with your audience, and I don't want to put the word in your mouth. I want you to share because maybe it's not. What is the, like, for me, the touchstone of my life, the problem that I've always had is I had 68 different jobs. I started 23 different businesses. I didn't know what to do. I had no purpose. I had no niche. That is the number one problem that has attacked me all my life since birth. So, Brother Rome, I need you to share with the listening audience, in your opinion, based upon everything that you've been through in your life, what is the number one conflict that has been following you around like a freaking bad habit? What is the number one issue that you would say that you've had to deal with, that you are dealing with, or that I've helped you with as far as overcoming and mastering?
Oh, yeah, it's a good question, Brother Will. And this is something that, you know, as you already know, on our one-on-ones, this is something that I'm discovering more, understanding more now. I'm coming to understand this. But the one thing that I've been dealing with, which is what I call the thorn in my flesh, no matter what, I can't make it go away. But it's there. It's there to actually bring the best, my authentic self, for that to be expressed. And what that is that I've always had this issue where I become emotionally attached to things and people really quick. And the reason being is because I'm not emotionally balanced or emotionally in tune with myself. I never really got to create my own energy, express my own energy freely, because I was always suppressing myself. I was either too concerned what other people thought about me, or very hypersensitive. I'm a very hypersensitive person. I feel things very deeply, very, very deeply. And sometimes it's very hard to express my feelings through words. So that's why I recite to writing. But yeah, that's the main issue that I've been having through all my life. Since I didn't have purpose, I didn't know my own value, my own worth. I didn't know that I was a twin. I'm a brother of Yeshua HaMashiach. I didn't see myself as royalty. I didn't see myself as a little G of the big G. I didn't value myself at all. I thought I needed to jump circles and hoops and this and that. But now that I know this that I don't believe this. I know this. I know that we are way, way, way more powerful than we've been told we are. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. I mean that in a very from what I've gathered, from what I've experienced throughout my life, the things that I have come out of, and the reason that I've come out of things is because of my emotions, my attachment to people, to emotion. And it's almost like I've been an energy vampire, trying to suck people's energy to feel good about myself, looking for external validation and all these things because of emotionalism. That's exactly what I was brought up in Christianity. And not saying that all churches are bad, because I've been to very powerful, you know, congregations. But, you know, that's my main issue. That's my main issue through life, Brother Will. And like you expressed, you've been through so many different jobs. And the lack of purpose, the lack of knowing what you were meant to be could absolutely lead you down the wrong rabbit hole. So I'm very, very blessed and grateful for coming to connect with somebody like yourself and everybody in the Karenomics program, and even the individuals in the Eagles Club. So I'm just really thankful.
Amen, brother. Amen, amen. And I hope you guys really got what he's saying, because now let's drill down a little deeper, because what Brother Roman has said, brothers and sisters, is what I've been saying, what the whole program is about, and why you need to connect either with someone like myself, or if you can't connect with the Clarinomics program, you got to hook up with somebody who understands. Again, the word therapist is the word the and the word rapist. So I'm not a therapist. What I do is therapeutic, and I just take the word. First of all, I use active listening skills, and by listening, I just go through and I ask you specific targeted questions that I know is going to reveal your core underneath habit, that pattern that is unconscious. You can't see it, but I can see it. And the way that I can see it is because of the fact that that's my gift. My gift is to see it. And so what Brother Roman said was very powerful. Brother Roman was raised in a house, I hope you guys caught that, with 10 men. The biggest issue that me and Brother Roman has had in our entire relationship, both professionally and personally, are private. Because not only is he a client, but I count Brother Roman as a brother. I look at Brother Roman as almost the same way I look at my biological brother. Because me and Brother Roman has been through some stuff that, man, you know, it really challenged our relationship. We have to work through it. But Brother Roman's name means authority. He has 2 8s that means authority. He was raised in an environment that represents authority. 10 men. That's nothing but testosterone. That's nothing but ego. And so Brother Roman talked to me. I mean, he explained to me one time an incident that he had walking through the park where he ended up headbutting a gentleman. Why? The reason, I mean, Brother Rome is desired. And so we had to identify that. We had to override that. And what Brother Roman is, now this is Brother Roman's niche. Now, I've never shared this with Brother Roman, because remember, you cannot tell someone their niche. They have to discover it themselves. Otherwise, when the niche goes wrong, and it will, because remember, that God got to challenge you to get you to know, not believe your niche. But Brother Roman has been saying it for 5 years. And for 5 years, I've been watching and I've been listening to him. And so now, because of the level that he's at and because of the progress that he's made, especially, and we're going to touch on this here in just a moment, dealing with his current situation from a relationship point of view and what he's learned, Brother Roman is what I call an emotional engineer. That's his niche. If you listen to everything this brother has said, now, maybe you didn't pick it up, but for me, it was like red flags that have been going off. These red flags have been going off all my 4 years of working with Brother Roman, but Brother Roman has to master it before he can teach it. God takes you through the experience of something before he gives you the knowledge of something. So Brother Roman has 3 core products. This is what me and Brother Roman is going to be doing from now on. We will be coming out with a book. Brother Roman will be coming out with a book on emotional engineering. He's going to establish a product, service, or information on emotional branding, and he's going to talk about emotional mapping. Brother Rome is going to take his personal experience of how he mapped, the step-by-step map, so that way anybody else on the planet that has an issue or a concern. Just like I've done with Dear Kinnear, I developed a 600-page Dear Kinnear report. Brother Roman is going to develop a 600-page emotional mapping report, and he's going to show you how your emotions are being used against you to minimize you, to keep you in your box so that way your light can't shine. Brother Roman's emotions have kept him from monetizing and from oscillating and vibrating, and I've been telling this brother this for 5 years, and now the brother has gotten to a place where he over and understands. So, Brother Ron, without going into, you know, details of your personal life, brother, what was it about this past situation that me and you went through almost very similarly that allows you to actually see that, okay, I need to develop what we've been talking about during our clairvoyance program? Number one, a sound mind. Number two, love of purpose. And number three, dunamis power. That comes out of 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, which says God has not given us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. So I reverse engineered it. So Brother Rome, since we've talked and been met, you have came up with many different ideals, many different products. You know, you also monetized, or you started helping me with my Dear Kinnear reports. You helped me with my life optimization chart. You sold a few of those. You tried a lot of different things, not only with what you've been currently doing from your 9 to 5, but also with assisting me. But as I've shared with everybody, my job is to find something that don't exist on earth that exists in you. And we monetize that. What Brother Roman is going to do this time next year, Brother Roman, if he's not making $100,000 a year doing emotional engineering, he's going to be damn close. Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to teach Brother Roman the same thing. And this is the point, brothers and sisters. This, what we are doing is not done. I can't find nobody could help me, man. That's why I understand it. I understand because when I was a young black man growing up in America, there was nowhere I could go and people saw my worth and my value. They didn't see it at home. They didn't see it in the church. They didn't see it on my job. They didn't see it when I went to the gym. No matter where I went, nobody saw the true, authentic me. They either saw the outside, they saw the muscles, they saw the charm, they saw the ego, but nobody saw me because I did not see me. And it was through working through my own demons and devils and overcoming and realizing that, hey, I don't know what to do. And when I asked people, what do I do? Even the great Miles Monroe, who was my mentor, told me, brother, if you do not find purpose, you will be dead or in prison, along with everybody else. So I asked him, what's my purpose? And he told me, I can't help you with that. All I know is you need to get purpose. And Dr. Miles Monroe, no longer with us, has written, you can pull him up, he's written at least 10 books on purpose. I got all of his books on purpose, most of his books, in fact. He was one of my personal mentors in my early 20s. Now, he put me in the direction, but he couldn't give me the specific or the niche. I've spent all my life developing a program or a system to help people find their exact niche because nobody helped me. What Brother Roman is getting ready to do is he getting ready to help people get over their emotionalism that is a gift from God that is being used as a weapon to minimize God. And so what Brother Roman is getting ready to do, brother, and sister, I don't even know if he really understands it. Well, first of all, let me ask, hey, Brother Roman, does that resonate with your spirit, brother, what I just shared with you?
Absolutely, my brother. I have goosebumps. Absolutely.
Absolutely, man. And this is what I'm talking about, brothers and sisters. This is what I do for a living. And I take my job very seriously. This is not a job. This is my mission. This is my service. This is my ministry. This is my calling. Brother Rome will be doing, see, I do technology on what Brother Roman has, I don't have. Brother Roman has more of a, what I call spiritual seminars. Brother Roman has the ability to connect with people on an emotional level, eyeball to eyeball, person to person. When I met him and he was doing stuff in his house, so Brother Rome, tell the listening audience what you started doing in your own home when we first met with doing Dear Kinnear reports. And me and you, I even got pissed off at you, remember, because I told you, hey, man, why are you doing Dear Kinnear reports and you ain't even charging nobody? Tell people what you was doing, brother, when you start stumbling onto your purpose.
Well, Oh yeah. Well, before I met Brother Will, I had a in my spirit, I felt like I was an evangelist. So Brother Will kind of confirmed that with when he conducted the Diakonia Report, when I read the Diakonia Report, a spiritual freedom fighter, which is an evangelist. And what I was doing in my own home was I'll gather about six male friends that I had, and we'll gather every Sunday, and we'll break bread. I'll evangelize. I'll also allow these individuals to share their gifts and their talents, what they felt in the spirit. So it was a very very positive and powerful meeting every time we met up. And I always known, not always, but in my spirit, after reading the Diakonia Report, that I'm called to the masses. I'm called to the people. I'm called to not to set people free hands-on, but to be used by the universe for other people to express themselves with freedom, without judgment, no matter how they feel, no matter what emotions they're feeling. I can create an environment where they can express their emotion without feeling judged, without feeling like there's going to be a gossip or anything like that. So this is something that I know in my heart. This is where I'm being called to actually invest my energy in. And one thing you asked before, Brother Will, my present relationships and stuff like that, one thing that I'm coming to realize is that the reason I've had these issues in relationships, friends, girlfriends, it's my emotional, the lack of my emotional intelligence or the lack of my emotional awareness, where I didn't understand how to process these emotions and express them in a healthy way. So what's happened is that I was investing energy, my emotion, through acts of emotion and not acts of love, because emotion doesn't necessarily mean love. Don't get me wrong, emotion is good, but love is action. Love is still. God is love, and God says, be still and know that I am God. So love is still. It's a pond where there's no ripples in the water, you know, and emotion creates ripples. So if you're not able to control your emotions, those ripples are going to control you. And that's one thing that I'm learning now. And the reason I struggled with relationships in the past is because I invest energy and have an unrealistic expectation to receive the same energy in return from that particular individual. It's like it's almost an entitlement. And the reason that's happening is because of the inability to be emotionally in tune with oneself, to do the things that are going to make you feel good and not other people. Don't get me wrong, doing good things for other people is good, but you have to always not be selfish. We could say you could be selfish, but always focus on the inner self before going out there to the masses. That's one thing I've learned, Brother Will.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely, brother. Now, brothers and sisters, the reason why, you know, I want to do this, and eventually the goal is to go through or at least give everybody who would like to share that's already a paid or paying member of the Clarinomics Temple Building Program an opportunity to come on and where they can share what they see as their gift and their niche, and then I can share what I see. Because 99.9% of the time, and it is doing the one-on-ones, because that's when you become authentic and you talk openly and honestly, because most people hide behind the veil, and it's very difficult to talk to a total stranger, which, you know, that's why therapy doesn't work. So I try to develop a relationship that allows us, and that's what me and Brother Roman has done over the years, is we developed a relationship that allows us to go a little bit deeper, you know, than just the general one-on-one conversations. And so it is doing this relationship that are doing this therapeutic process, and that's what it is. It is a healing process. So spiritual therapeutics is this ability to tap into and find this confusion. That's what you're fused. And what we want to do is we want to break that connection with that unhealthy frequency, that unhealthy wave, that unhealthy vibration that we call emotion. So what Brother Roman is bringing to the table and will be bringing to the table is the ability to do what I call emotional engineering. Now, this ability is to take your senses that's coming in and use them to establish an emotional and logical response based upon what the Bible talks about in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. And this is the ability to actually map the emotion. So we want to go from being what I call meaningless or basically mindless to a point of being meaningful. And so what Brother Roman now is doing is that he's going from a place where the emotions keep him so out of whack or out of balance that he's not as effective as he can be. The brother has been doing some great things and some remarkable stuff, but now we're in the process of taking all of this energy, all of the stimulation. So because of his sensitivity, he was being overstimulated emotionally. So whenever he would enter into an environment, and this environment would bring about this overstimulation, it resulted in what I call distracted thinking. And then it created what I call superficial learning. Because when you're overstimulated because of Brother Rome being an empath and being a five and being an eight, so that means you want to have control. So you're trying to figure out, how do I become the authority figure in a space where I feel really uncomfortable? And so that develops what I call shallow thinking or shallow thinkers. And so now Brother Rome has developed this ability to take his emotions and make them usable. And so now we're going to develop products that allow him to actually assist other people who are going through the same issues or the same concerns, so that way they can have an automatic awareness and an automatic meaningful response to the unconscious awareness. So this cannot be done by me, because I don't have that. I have it, but I learned a different way of dealing with my emotionalism than what Brother Rome did. See, everybody asks, what is my spiritual calling? And people get a generic response, like I did. People told me, hey, well, you're a teacher, or you're six, or you're that, or this. That puts me in a direction, but that like tells me, okay, I'm a driver, but that doesn't tell me what vehicle. So I need to know, what vehicle do I drive? So people tell me, okay, I'm a teacher. Okay, how am I going to teach? What am I going to teach? So everybody know that everybody has a spiritual calling. But again, the calling is the grand purpose that God gives us. But there is one dominant spiritual core problem. And the goal is to find your most persistent problem and monetize it. And the way that you monetize it, because it's not about sales, it's about service. And Brother Rome said something that was very, very important. And he always had this love or this compassion, not only for people, but also for pets. And Brother Rome started doing this in his home before we really even met. He was already moving in that direction. But we had to narrow it down. So even though Brother Roman had a good, healthy ideal, and even though I saw in what Brother Roman was talking about, I saw that, okay, there is the enemy is using his sensitivity, and he said the word himself, to produce an unrealistic expectation. And because people did not return the same amount of intensity or love that he gave them, he reacted emotionally. And emotional, the word emotion is just energy in motion or entity in motion. So it produced a unhealthy, and he used the word emotional intelligence, and that's what I talk about a lot. So now when it comes to being an emotional engineer, Brother Roman is going to teach people who have this same issue or concern how to engineer their emotion, and then how to bring about what I call emotional branding. So because remember, people will follow. People are looking for people who can relate to what they have been through. People are looking for people who can vibe. People are looking for people who understand. People are looking for people who can connect on a deep emotional level with their plight. People who can walk in their shoes. That's what being authentic is all about. So now Brother Roman has, through this process that we've been through, now he's on the other side of spiritual therapy. And now he has accepted the ideal that, okay, the enemy meant this for evil. And so God is going to take what the enemy meant for evil, and he's going to turn it around, and he's going to use it for my good. So exactly like what Brother Roman has experienced and what he has been through, you have experienced and you have been through. And the only way to find it is not coaching. Coaching is great, but you got to go deeper. You have to go to a place where you become vulnerable. And some of our teachings and some of our one-on-ones, like Brother Rome, tell the audience how you really honestly felt, man. Some of those times, like some of the shows when you would text me and you would be angry, man, because you're like, hey, Brother Will, I appreciate the way you put my business out. This. Tell the audience, man, how the enemy used your sensitivity against you.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a good question, Brother Will. This is the thing, that when you're emotional and you have you understand why you feel these emotions, what has taken place, and why you're reacting that way. So sometimes when you have already reacted, if your ego will look for evidence to reinforce that emotion. And but what kept on happening with Brother Will was that, since I knew in my heart that I was being fake, because I knew what I was feeling, I wasn't expressing what I was feeling, Brother Will was exposing my ego, not directly, it was indirectly, it was the spirit speaking to Brother Will. My ego took it and personalized it, internalized it, and it made it personal. And the reason that happened is because I was being fake, not with Brother Will, but with myself. So I was having my illusion destroyed, well, my ego's illusion, because my spirit is willing. It's always willing. But the ego, the flesh, especially mine, can tend to be weak. So I'm in the process of emotion engineering to create a more healthy ego, for my ego to be controlled by my spirit. It's almost like making the ego or the devil work for you, just like God does. Just thinking that, you know, thinking like God, to me, that's what it means. And that's the reason why, brother, you know, I used to get upset. My ego got upset, and I had these reactions, not responses. I reacted to what Brother Will was saying, and I didn't respond to it. But now that it's all said and done, man, what Brother Will was doing, he was, rebuking the evil, the demons. And that's what spiritual warriors do, especially when you truly connect with an individual that you care for. You know, your friend will always tell you the truth. And that's why I appreciate Brother Will so much. And this program is very, very powerful, man. And I've been doing this for 5 years, you know, for 5 years. It's not like something that I tried and I left. No, for 5 years straight. And I made an amazing, amazing freaking progress that I'm overwhelmed by the blessings that I'm now, what Brother Will is talking about. And he never shared that to me ever. He's never, ever shared that with me. And now that he put it all together with what I already know, man, I'm excited. I'm very, very excited.
Amen, brother. Amen, amen. And like I told you guys before, it's really, really important, because you have to enter into an environment that promotes unconditional love, because that destroys or challenges the ego. Brother Roman said something that was very, very important. He said that he was being fake to himself. Now that's huge, because the ego, as Brother Roman said, looks for evidence to support. The ego has to stay alive. So everything that you are doing right now, and everybody else that's a part of the Clarinomics program, this is what is happening. This is why you're not totally engaged. This is why you pull back a little bit. This is why, even though you've invested in the program, you're still hesitant, because your ego knows that it has to die. And the ego basically is like, we're not going nowhere. So there's a battle going on inside of you to continue to allow you to be fake or what I call a shallow thinker. Now, remember, this is what I call distracted thinking. You're thinking, but you're distracted. This is called superficial learning. You're learning, but it's on the surface. It wasn't until Brother Roman got real with himself. And once he got real with himself, the amount of information that is coming out automatically restructures the brain. That's what, again, the entrance of thy word unfolds light. So it is biologically and spiritually impossible to go. This is the problem I have with the traditional church. Not because of the church, it's because the church doesn't have the time. One pastor can't sit down. Could you imagine T.D. Jakes sitting down with members and trying to do one-on-ones with everybody in this church like I did with Brother Roman for 5 years? That's going to be very difficult to do that to 20,000 people. So you got to be able to understand that you're fighting a multi-dimensional demon or entity who uses math, music, and language. That's why the Dear Kinnear Report is so important. You have to address this entity on all five levels. And if you only go a couple of levels deep, you have a superficial product. And what's going to happen is your niche is going to be too broad. And so, therefore, your vibration is going to be diluted. It is only the more specific your niche is, power, the more vibration, the brighter the light, the more beam, the more effect that you're going to have. So we have to understand that there is a functionality in what Brother Roman is designed to do. He's designed to find this particular issue, not only in himself, and he ain't got to find it because it's going to be drawn to him. I don't have to find people who don't have purpose, because the people who listen to my shows and they sense, their spirit does, what I got to do is deal with their ego, because the ego does not want to die. So the ego would always come up with a ritual to basically prevent the functionality and the usability of your purpose. And that's what me and Brother Roman has been going back and forth. Brother Roman has a system in place that allows him to avoid, and that system was authority. So Brother Roman would always challenge my authority or challenge what I would say, or his ego would challenge me personally. And he would make direct comments, or he would just disappear. He would just stop. But his spirit knew that there was something in what I was saying, because based upon my experiences, because I had to be honest with you, I was fake and phony too. And I had to become more authentic. See, before I was just in it, I was just casting this broad net trying to get a bunch of people. That's why I charge more money now, and I only work with a small group of people. Why? Because I want to be effective. I don't want to be known like before. I don't want to have a bunch of likes on my Facebook page like before. I don't want to sell a bunch of books like before. Now I understand the value, because now I have dunamis power. Your power comes from your purpose. So Brother Roman's power now comes from, see, when you are what I call mindless, meaning that you're focusing more on the fact that you want to live on the surface, you're interested in outside stimulation and pleasure. But once you move past that and you get to the level where you want to be meaningful, then you start to integrate the information that I'm sharing with you. That's going to reprogram your ritual with a new life-sustaining habit. So Brother Roman now has an automatic, meaningful consciousness that is overriding his unconscious, again, negative habit pattern. So instead of focusing on what he's doing wrong, all I did was just teach and do one-on-ones. And every time we talked, I made him more aware. That made him become more automatic. And then that made his life become more meaningful. So right now, Brother Roman has more meaning. So Brother Roman, share with the audience real quickly, bro. This last experience that you've gone through was probably one of the hardest things that you've had to do. And in the beginning, especially like last weekend, man, you was going through some rough stuff. But now you see the value, if you will, of going through the valley, because see, you have to go through the valley before you get to the mountaintop. So share with the listening audience, brother, the valley that you just went through, the different emotions that you felt, and now that you've out on the other side, what did you learn from this latest valley or dark experience that you just went through?
Good question, Brother Will. Man, it's been very, it's been testing lately, but it's for my own good, man. All the things that have been happening, they're all for my own good, and I'm starting to see the fruits of that experience now. And I'm seeing it, man. And my greatest challenge was to become emotionally detached, meaning cutting the cord from something that you're very, very emotionally attached to a point where you find your worth and your value in something else or someone else rather than in yourself. And man, cutting that cord, if you don't really know your value and worth, can be really, really tough and affect you for years if one doesn't really come into the understanding of why that experience is taking place. I know why that experience is taking place. I ordered that into my life. I wanted more spiritual understanding of who I was. That meant that my ego had to go. So my ego has been tested in ways that it has never been tested before. And the forms of relationship, when it comes to family, when it comes to teacher-student relationship, as Brother Wu has been expressing. But this has been my greatest battle, meaning to learn the real value or meaning of what love really is. And love, I know now, is not an emotion. Love is action. Love is faith. You know, it does not require emotion to love somebody. Don't get me wrong, emotion is good. Like I always say, having an emotional connection is a good if it's healthy. But that's not what love really means, and that's not what love is to me. Now I've come to realize that. And one of the greatest nuggets that I've come to be able to pick from this experience, and I'll share it with everybody, is how to unharden your heart. When you're an emotional person and you have a lot of things you're dealing with emotionally and you feel like you're reacting to everything, everything's pissing you off, you're unhappy with yourself, you beat yourself up because you reacted and you knew better, your heart becomes hardened. Or you say something that you're going to do and you don't do it. It hardens your heart. You may not see it, but in the long run, your heart becomes hardened because you start getting further and further away from who you really are, and that's in spirit. So you start feeding the flesh more than feeding the ego, feeding the spirit. And that's exactly what was happening to me. I got into a relationship and became emotionally attached. So emotionally attached that my energy wasn't channeled. It was not being channeled in healthy ways because I was feeding my ego. So my heart became hardened. So now I have learned through this experience how to reverse that process. And it's very interesting. It's very simple. No, the truth is always simple and less is more. And one thing I know that, which everybody may know in a different way. So if you're going about your day and you're feeling moody, let's say you woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and oh, you forgot to meditate, you forgot to pray, you're moody all day, something happened. At that moment, you're aware, okay, I'm having a rough day. The next person that offends you, they may have traumas, they may have been going through something, that person may have come out of their face, said something to you on the wrong moment, on the wrong day. But if you take that moment, you're aware you're having this emotion, this energy, it's moving all over you, it's moving inside of you, and you're trying to get rid of it, you're saying these mantras. At that moment, the Father or the universe is giving you the opportunity to actually reverse and unharden your heart by not reacting. And Brother Will always tells me, Roman, no matter what, do not react. Do not react. Man, that's one of the greatest advices he's ever given me, and I didn't get it until now. You literally reverse the process of your heart being hardened by not reacting to something that the ego will normally react to. you know, it's known as crucifying the flesh. It works, man. This stuff works. But, you know, I had to live it. I had to experience it in order for me to fully grasp the understanding of it. And that's pretty much it.
Amen, Brother Rome. Thank you so much, brother, for sharing that. And I need you guys to really take to heart what my brother has said, because what we've just done, now, again, this is not rehearsed. Me and Brother Rome, I didn't give him the questions. I told Brother Roman, I'm going to do this interview the way I do my shows. I'm just going to get the subject, and then I just talk. And the Spirit leads and guides. I need you to understand, what I do, I don't know anybody else that does, because nobody else has my life experiences. Like what Brother Roman is going to be doing, nobody else will be able to do what Brother Roman is doing, because he lived it. He didn't read about it in a book. So now Brother Roman doesn't have a theory. Now Brother Roman has a theorem. He was in it. He figured out how to get out of it. The same way King Solomon asked for wisdom, God sent him two women and one baby. And he had to work through the problem. Brother Rome asked for something. God sent him something, and he had to work through it. And it challenged his emotion. I asked for significance. I wanted something to do. I wanted my niche. I don't want a job. I didn't want a 9-to-5. I wanted to find something that I could do that would allow me to serve and to be of value, because I had no worth and no value. I had outside validation, but no inside revelation. And so I had to go through what I went through, because I was interested in being perfect, and I kept failing and I kept failing. And so I had to give up my perfection for being authentic. And what I needed was clarity of purpose. And when I asked everybody, nobody could help me find clarity. So the problem is an unclear niche. The problem everybody has is they're not clear. They're not crystal clear. Brother Roman is crystal clear right now on his niche. Brother Roman is he's an emotional engineer. He has learned how to reverse engineer emotions. So now, instead of reacting to outside stimulation, what Brother Roman learned is that if I react to it, I empower it, or I enact. So whatever you read, the word re means to return. The word act means drama or play. So whatever you react to, you enact. It means to join in. So Brother Rome just decided, you know what? I'm tired of joining the act. I'm going to create my own. So you are the director and the star of your own movie called Your Life. So now Brother Roman is going to write his own script. He's not going to allow other people outside of him to write his script. And everybody, at least most people I know, they got the same problem. Somebody walks up to you, they say something to you, you go off. So now Brother Roman can help you because what happens when you do this, if you got what I call a unclear niche, that dilutes your message. Your communication is fuzzy. Your signal isn't clear. The only reason Brother Roman had a emotional problem, if you will, and the only reason anybody else listening to this show has a financial problem is because you got a niche problem. You're sending out a frequency to the universe, but it's not clear. You're tuned in, like Dr. Miles Monroe told me, hey, you need purpose. I say, okay, what is it? I don't know, but I know you need it. At least he put me in the right direction. So my job is, not only am I going to put you in the right direction, I'm going to guarantee you that we're going to find your niche. Why? That's my niche. My niche is to help people find their niche. But now I got an advocate with Brother Rome. So now Brother Rome's niche fits directly into my niche. But that's what we're building. We're building an organization to establish the kingdom of God on earth. So anytime I get a client from now on that has severe emotional issues and they're overreacting, they're this, that, and the other, they're very sensitive, they're an empath, I'm going to send them to Brother Rome. Why? That's his specialty. So Brother Rome now has the qualities that what I call is clairnomic clientele. So Brother Rome is not only, he's not a generalist anymore. Now Brother Rome is a clairnomic specialist. So now Brother Rome can set up a website. He can set up marketing. He can set up all this stuff because now he's just not a life coach. He's just not a personal trainer. Now he has a niche. He's an emotional engineer. And now he can start a branding, and he can start using what I call emotional usability by establishing an emotional mapping. So what me and Brother Rome are going to be working on from now on is writing his book, setting up his videos, getting his products, his services, and his information together, because now he don't have to go out and just say, hey, I'm a spiritual light worker. I'm a five. I want to establish spiritual freedom. That's too general. You go to the universe and says, okay, I want to make money doing a spiritual light worker. The universe, that's like going to a restaurant and said, I want Mexican food. You go to a restaurant, and the waiter's going to tell you, okay, yeah, we got about 15 dishes of Mexican food on the menu. Could you be more specific? So you need specific niche in order to be effective in the current marketplace. That's my job. My job is to help you find that specific niche. Because without it, you do not know what you really want. You're going to do like I do. You're going to go 63 jobs. Why? Because your biggest challenge in life, brothers and sisters, is to find, again, something that curl your toes. Now, Brother Rome, last question, my brother, before we're a little bit over time, but let's wrap it up, man. So right now, Brother Rome, everything that we've talked about, man, is this something that you feel like, man, this, I could get up in the morning and do this. I could get up and I could talk to people one-on-one. I could do seminars. I could write books. I can do blog talk shows. I could talk about it because this thing followed me around forever. And I finally get the monkey off my back. Instead of running for emotions, now I'm going to go looking for them.
Cool, my brother. You just dropped, my brother, what you just said right now, man. Wow. You know what, Brother Will, man? Everything happens for a reason, man, as you already know. And this season has really has been a season of major growth and expansion. And what you just stated right now about, you know, emotional specialist and claironomic specialist, man, that's when it comes to emotions, that's something that when I was young in grammar school, couples, I'm talking about couples that were older than by year two. I was counseling couples because of emotional discord. And I was doing this as a kid. This is something that people come to me with their problems, with their emotions, but the problems is almost matched with emotions. So it's almost like you said, man, I kind of look for this. It's very interesting what you just said, Brother Will. And man, I'm thankful you didn't share this with me before, and you allowed it to happen the way it did. It definitely resonates with my spirit, Brother Will. I never really, it's just so much is connecting with me right now, man. And my brain is sparking with so many things, man. There's no limit to what I can do now, man, because this is definitely my niche. And I've been doing this with my family, with my friends, unknowingly. And I just never monetized it. I never really branded it. I never thought about monetizing it or this is something that I can do. But, man, this is definitely something that I'm definitely going to be building on, my brother. Thank you, man. Thank you so much, Brother Will.
Amen, Brother Rome. Amen, amen, man. Brother, I definitely appreciate it. Like I said, you guys, Brother Rome is the oldest client, in fact, he is the oldest client that I have. He's the only person out of about, 15 or 20 people from my original group that has stuck with me, continue to make payments. When I add up how much money Brother Rome has invested, for Brother Rome to see my worth and my value, man, that's why I do what I do, man. Man, you could make money doing anything. But to see this brother, man, from where we started at 5 years ago, to see this brother on the other side of this, man, now he understands his market, he understands his niche, he understands how to build his visibility, he understands how to build his credibility, because his credibility doesn't come from no freaking book. It comes from his personal life experience. He didn't read about this, man. He lived this. This almost destroyed his life. And if Brother Rome did not and does not get victory over his emotions will get victory over him. If I did not get victory over my lack of purpose, my lack of purpose would have got victory over me. So now Brother Rome can talk the talk and walk the walk because he lived it. So that allowed him to charge higher fees. That because why? He's an expert in his space. He's the master of his space. There's nobody on earth that is more of an emotional specialist, an emotional engineer than Brother Rome, because this brother lived it. Now he can establish multiple streams of income based upon his theorem, not no damn theory. Now he'll be able to get referrals because everybody that comes into his space, when they start acting emotional, Brother Rome going to know exactly what's going on. And he's going to say, yep, see, this is what you're doing. You're reflecting right now. Right now your ego is wiring up because how do I know? My ego used to do the same thing. I love watching alcoholics talk to another alcoholic. I don't know what's going on, but they know. Because they were an alcoholic. They know the twitch. They know that when that tongue gets dry. They know when you start glaring off in space. I'm not an alcoholic, but I know other alcoholics, they know exactly what is going on in the mind of another alcoholic. And now Brother Roman gets to live his life on purpose instead of on time. He gets to have more fun because now what's going to happen is now Brother Rome is going to get people and people are going to get him. They are going to vibe because they are a vibrational match because they have the same issues. So he's going to vibe. He's going to draw people into his life that has the same issue. The bottom line is this, brothers and sisters. Let's be crystal clear. When you specialize, you grow. The more you grow, the more you know. Brother Rome has grown from these experiences that try to destroy him. So now he's going to monetize them. And so, like he said, he's going to make these issues his B-I-T-C-H. And so instead of them running him, he's going to run them. And he's going to attract. This is what the law of attraction really is. It's not this visualization stuff. You sit in a chair and imagine. No, you got to have some real-life experiences, bro, because you're going to go up against some real-life demons. And so Brother Roman, he faced his demons. He looked them in the eye. But guess what? Tomorrow morning, you got to face them again. Every day. I got to face the same demon. And because they want to come back. So, Brother Rome, let me let you know, bro. Tomorrow morning, same demon going to be there knocking on your door saying, hey, Brother Rome, can we come back in? Your job, brother, is to stay focused. Because now you're going to be more energized. You're going to be more excited. You're going to be more passionate. You're going to be more eager to get involved in your work because now you have clarity of purpose. You have clarinomics. That is what all of the top 1%ers have. They have clarity of purpose. They don't have a niche. They don't have a gimmick. They don't have a scheme or a scam. Those are all good to start with. My job is to help you find that niche. In fact, like I said, I've been doing this for 20 plus years, and Brother Roman just another. I mean, my two daughters and my son are my first three clients. And so now it's an honor and a privilege, Brother Rome, that I thank God, man, that you stuck through it. Throughout all the hard times of going through the valley, man, we've had some ups and downs, brother, but we made it through, bro. So, brother, any last comments before we close that you would like to share with our listening audience, either about yourself or about, you know, what you've learned going through the program, and even though you're still a member of the program, so now we get to monetize all this stuff. Now we get to the good stuff. So anything you want to share with the listening audience, brother?
Well, right now, Brother Will, this is like a new man, brother. Man, I'm really excited, Brother Will. I'm just humbled, man. Really, I'm just humbled. I want to extend my gratitude to every listener, especially you, Brother Will. And man, I'm just I can't wait to see what the Spirit is going to create through me, man, and through everybody. Because everybody that's listening to the show, there's a reason. There's a season. Everybody that's here right now with us, man, this is not by chance. Whether you keep listening to Brother Will or not, you're going to remember. You're going to remember. And, man, this is a very enlightening experience, Brother Will. I'm really happy, man. Thank you so much, Brother Will.
Amen, Brother Roman. Thank you so much, brother, for staying in there, man. I thank God that you followed your heart and your spirit, because everybody, this is your spiritual birthright. This is your spiritual birthright. This is how you worship God. You worship God by sharing your gift with God's people, because God is in his people. And so by finding your gift and sharing it, not selling it, but sharing it, that's how you give back what God has gave you. This is how you make a difference. Every morning I wake up and I get to do one-on-ones. I get to do shows. I get to give back. And man, I can't even, if I start thinking about where God has brought me from, man, I get very emotional. So I want to encourage everybody that's listening. I want to thank Brother Rome so much for joining me today on this show. And the goal is to, you know, bring somebody else on from the Clarinomics program who's in the program. Again, this is voluntary. I'm not trying to, you know, harass or make anybody come on the show. But the goal is to, again, find and monetize. First of all, find it, accept it, create it, and then monetize it. Because why? That's your birthright. You have the right, again, to live on this planet and to receive abundance, because we come from a God of the abundance. We come from an abundant universe. We serve an abundant God. We serve, again, we're not peasants, we're priests. And it's time for us to walk in our royalty, because we are a royal priest. We are a holy nation. And it's time for everybody, again, to find the realization that you are of the God kind or of the God class. So therefore, you should think, you should act, you should feel, and you should manifest the same way God does. God takes a negative and he turns it into a positive. That's what God does, and that's what we do. So Brother Roman, again, my brother, thank you so much for being on the show. My listeners, thank you guys so much, man. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And again, I want to thank everybody so much for joining me on today's show, man. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity.
They wanted me because now everybody is shell-shocked and they had trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the streets.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9-to-5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the God in.
God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in. God in, God in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for the standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for me, cause I need to bring the Fetty home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know.
Let
for every day that it gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have with G-O-D in the math. You better sit down and add.
Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.